Was it silhouettes?
Yes.
Because I didn't remember.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to 3AM Podcast. It's Adama.
And Deborah. And we're back with episode 2 to talk about things ranging from our boarding school experiences to our bizarre dreams. So if you guys didn't know, we just finished our A-levels. And to be honest, we've had a lot of crazy experiences and a lot of room for growth. Like, I know it's very cliche to say, but like, being in boarding school really fosters independence. Like, and it's also like taught me how to save money, like, for real.
Yeah. And also we've formed a lot of different friendships, especially since we went to an international boarding school and very like tight-knit community, and just like 107 people in our school. So it taught us to really get to know people, but just because how many people were boarding, I mean, what is it called, home students, or what are they,
day students?
Yes, like day two student. Or three.
There were only like two or three day students out of, so everyone, literally everyone, we saw each person like 24/7. So I mean, you're able to just what's it called, friendships form way quicker than they normally would. Yeah,
because you,
but
like,
it doesn't actually mean
them.
That they would
you wake up to them, you go to bed to them. It gets annoying sometimes. It's just how it is. And especially with our, you would think that our school is smaller than 107 just because you see the same people over and over.
Are we actually 107?
I think we're close to 107 because in my head I thought we're like 50 something.
We're more than that.
No,
no, we were more than that.
100 and
we're like 160.
60.
I swear. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe, but it didn't seem like that because we only had two girls' dorms, and they were, both of them were, some of them were empty, like not fully, like, complete, and we only had,
okay, but there were 30 girls in, around 30 in main building, and then like 20 something in, so that's already 50. Maybe we were 100 and something,
because
it doesn't feel like, if
you look at in main building, which was the dorm we were in, you would say there are 30 girls, but I think they're like 15. I don't know why, I just thought there were not a lot of people in that dorm.
Oh yeah. But the thing is, like, yeah, there are three boarding houses for guys and two for girls, as she already said. But the thing is, even with being in a boarding school, you think that like the friendships, the quicker, wait, not the quicker, but like the fact that we see each other a lot, like who have, you know, solid friendships, but that's really not the case.
No.
Maybe a select few people that you say you can call your four lifers or whatever, but
yeah.
Like,
who would you call, like,
yeah,
people that you would be friends with, you think, for like a long time? I know I'm number one.
Like, you want me
it's
to give
okay.
Yeah, you wish. Wait, do you mean like what's it called, I should say their names or what? Oh, okay. I might as well shout out my guys. Like, probably like most of the Nigerians. Claudiana. Shit. Okay, Claudiana, Tiffany, TJ, Etienne. Who are the other Nigerians? Well. Yeah, if I remember, like, as I go, you know, but those were my main guys, you know. And then we have Flaminia.
Yep. Shout out.
Yeah. Flaminia. That's about it. I'm joking, guys. I literally, okay, see, this is not my fault, this question caught me off guard because I can't remember people's names. Like, I haven't used my brain for the past month, so you can't really be asking me, like. But guys, you know who you are now.
Yes, they know who you are.
You know,
I think same with
oh
me.
My god. Yeah.
Same with me. All the people
Mustafa
you mentioned, I feel like I'm still friends. And even people that have left, like, I feel like Ahmed, I think I'm going to be friends with Ahmed for a while because he's planning on coming to America, I think. I won't tell him where I am, but he said he's coming. But yeah.
But that's the thing. Those are just the girls. Like, the guys, them.
I don't know why it was difficult. Guys. It was more difficult to form really close friendships with the guys than it was with the girls. Is that just me?
Because we weren't in the same... I mean, no, it's not just you. It's because we didn't live, like, we didn't live with the guys. We lived with girls. I feel like for me, because you remember in January, like, when a lot of people weren't even able to come back, and I was literally on my flight, and then when I got to England, then I got a message from you first. I got a message, don't board your flight.
Gosh, I remember.
Remember, yes.
That was, I think.
And then I got a message from my mom, my dad, Mr. What's it called? Mr. Williams.
Wait, do you want to explain?
If you've not already gotten. Okay, yeah, let me explain. So, yeah, guys, you know, like, so basically, there was a second lockdown in January, right? And our school, like, assured us that, oh, it's fine. We should be able to come back. Like, people shouldn't cancel flights and whatnot. So everyone was getting ready to come back. And my flight was on the 4th. And I think they announced the... Was it the 4th or the 5th? They announced, like, that schools remain closed till the 8th of February or 20... I'm getting the dates wrong, but... They announced that schools should remain remote till sometime in February.
Yeah.
Even though they changed that eventually. And then, yeah, so, like, the school had to email people that were already on their way to... England and whatever, not to get, but then a few people had already and I was one of them, they had already boarded their flights. And I remember getting to England and being so sad, like, I could have just stayed in Nigeria eating good food. Yes. And I'm actually here, and like, I'll be the only girl in the boarding. Like, it was,
we
just
had extra 2 months, was it, until school started?
Yeah, it was like, yeah,
like a month and a half. I remember, like, that it was, you had a night flight, right?
Yes, I knew that
you were driving to the airport or something. You're like, okay, I'm about to get on the flight. I was like, okay, have a safe flight. And then I got the email, don't come back. And I tried, it wasn't going through. I tried texting, nothing was going through. And I was like, guy's already in the air. Like, it's too late. Yes,
I was. And then I came back, and then I think it was Mr. Peach that greeted me at the thingy. And he just looked so, like, he gave me this pitiful look or whatever. And I was like, oh, welcome back. Oh, no, was it Mr. Tatum? I don't know. Someone made... I did my COVID test. Then, what's it called? Where was I going with this? I think... Okay, yes. So, like, and in January, also, Yasser, Mustafa... Yes, I was talking about being close with the guys I'm close with. Because we lived together, yes. So, like, those people, I lived with them for, what, like, 2 months. Mm-hmm. Jevon, Yasser, Mustafa, Jaren. And then I got closer to them. So, I feel like if it's like people you're seeing all the time, like, you know, as long as they're not like extremely annoying, you'd stay friends. Like, it's just we had quite a few.
But I also think that we have friends internationally, because I would never find myself going to Europe in general if I didn't go to Earlscliff. Like, I would go maybe
same
to
America,
like France, cause just because, and but like it's besides fun. That, I wouldn't. But now I'm thinking of, like, obviously Cyprus for you, Italy, England, cause England is not that bad. Like,
yeah,
I thought it was like maybe cause we were in Folkestone majority of the time, so I thought it sucked, but it's actually not that bad. Mm-hmm. And then I want to go to Switzerland as well, all these places, so it's good to have.
Why do you want to go to Switzerland?
Well, because I heard it's really pretty during Christmas time. Like, really
pretty. It's pretty during Christmas time.
Yes,
oh, okay.
And they have, and I used to snowboard, and my parents, my brother's sister, mm-hmm. and my parents, they ski, so, it'd be a good change of scenery to ski, you know?
You can link up with shout out if you're watching this.
I think it'd be super, super fun. I'm glad. But also having so many people that you know has, or like that you have to like get to know, has also caused and just weird friendships to arise, and you face, like, people. I think people taking advantage of you or doing this, doing that.
Yes, a lot of those. And it's just like, because some people can be really, you know, ignorant and like just very self-centered. And like, because, you know, sometimes if something happens, you want to learn from your mistake, right? But there are just certain people that just keep on repeating that same mistake, like, over and over again. And at first you think you guys are good and everything, and they just, you know, sorry if I'm subbing someone in this, but like, you know, it's just like, yeah, you see, oh wow, this person's actually a really good person, but you get to know, like, oh my god, they're not, they're actually like,
yeah,
terrible. If I even say more, I'm just gonna,
they just take it, they take it,
not that I care, but
I think a lot of people, not a lot of people, that's bad, some people take advantage of, well, I know for me, like, I can be,
are we talking about the same person?
Oh, no. Wait, are we? I can be nice.
Yeah, I don't even.
And
know.
I can, like,
I'm talking about two people.
I think we are, but I can be nice, and if someone's bothering me, like, even Debs knows, like, if I have an issue with Debs, it takes me a while just to say something directly to her face, because I feel like. I've moved quite a bit, and I haven't had, like, a group of, like, from each place, a group of friends that I really, 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 like, stick with. I think the last one was in Boston, and I have, like, three people that I'm still really, really good friends with, but everything before that, not really, and I still talk to the people. But anyways, I just like to keep my friendships how they are and not have any problems, because I feel like I'm gonna lose those friendships, so I just don't say anything to, like,
even though,
yeah,
so even though there's something wrong, yeah, you don't say
and
anything.
Some people take it, or not some people, yeah, some people have taken advantage of that,
take
and have
advantage
realized
of
that I do that, yeah. And really, like, instead of messing it up for me, mess it up for themselves as well and other people around them. And yeah, it's helped me grow as well, because, like, I don't do that anymore. I try my best not to. But yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
We're talking about different people, though, I think. No?
Do you think? I don't know. We'll find that. I actually don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I actually saw something on TikTok. I don't know if this relates with friend... I think it does.
TikTok is low-key my guardian angel.
But no, my TikTok for you page has been way, way too specific. But
yeah, way too specific. Come on.
We've had I saw something, and it was so Emma Chamberlain. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Okay, so she has a podcast where it's literally, I don't know how she does it. She does it really well, but it's like a self diary podcast, and she just lays in her bed and just talks for like an hour and a half, 45 minutes to like an hour and a half, and she's like top charts. But anyways, she talks about like specific, like, friends, breakups, mental health stuff. And she said, this is weird that I'm quoting it, but she was like, because a lot of the times we rely on other people to ask us to hang out, to put the effort in, and we feel like we can kind of sit back and relax, but the truth of the matter is friendships are a two-way street. And so you and your friends need to be putting both the effort in. And that took me a long, long time to realize. Mm-hmm. And I think after I was, like, fucked over a few, was when I realized that, oh, like, that has to be coming from two ways.
Yeah.
We're good now.
Talking about being fucked over, that's actually, you're right, it's happened, like, quite a few times. Especially in Oscliff. Like, you would think that, actually, no, you wouldn't. Because we're in a boarding school, things happen all the time, like, you're not expected to, you know, like everybody. But then at the same time, like, because we're all coming from different walks of life, I feel like people should understand sometimes, like, just be, like, just not, you know, just...
Not do some... You want...
Don't be
ignorant. Give an example.
Yeah, just...
Use, like...
Well...
Use, like, some code names or something. I don't know.
I don't have it. I would...
I'd say blue and I don't know.
No, let's not go into it. Yeah. Let's not go into it. But yeah,
it's helped with facing, I mean, not facing, setting, what's the word? Setting boundaries, or like allowing people to, like, you're just more careful now with your friends and what you allow and what you don't allow, and all that. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. It's just that, like, talking about, you know, setting boundaries really, like, brought back, you know, memories and flashbacks. Stuff. And, you know, serious flashbacks, bro. Like, for real. This mosquito that keeps on. Okay. Yeah. Again,
who's texting you? See.
Adama, I hate this. Oh, my wife. Oh, shit. Yeah, no, the person would never know. Okay, I thought, like, I don't know, I'm so stupid, because I was thinking that a podcast, they can see what time, like, so the person will be able to figure out...
Oh, the time and everything, but no.
Yeah, no. Let's talk about, what's it called? I really want to talk about, like, the last few weeks of being in Elscliffe. They were so chaotic. Okay. I'm not even going to lie. Like,
let's talk about... The last 2 weeks of school?
The last... Not 2 weeks. Like, last month. Okay, I'll last say last month. Month. Like, oh, wow. Ever from so the... Nice. The... Yeah.
Aspects,
so amazing, bro. You know? Kind of like, the last few weeks of Elscliffe were very chaotic. Like, starting from assessments. Because everyone knows that year 13, we didn't even write exam. I mean, we basically did. We had just a lot of smaller tests. Like, 1 hour, 30-minute test every week for, like, how many weeks? Yes. Six or five?
Like, we expected it, but it was, like,
it was very
some,
chaotic.
Like, classes, like math. I swear to you, we did the same topic test like 3 times.
Yeah.
So that alone just caused a lot of stress, unnecessary stress with people. Like, I think it was really bad.
A lot of stress. Because I remember we would basically, like, they'll tell us, okay. Because I remember the first math assessment, I kind of did well. So everyone's like, oh, this is good. Happy about these results. Then she told us, yeah, no. We're doing chapters 1 to 5 again. And I remember us being in your room, and then me, you, Flaminia, Claudiana, and I think Jaron, just talking about, like, how we just hate everything, how this is also stressful, and then just doing the same thing the next week, like, writing the same. We'll just talk about it, like, rant about how we're so tired, and then we'll still have to write the same assessment. And it's just, like, not the same, obviously, but then the next, like, topics, chapters 6 to 10, it was actually just really, really stressful.
I didn't realize how stressful it was, because we were so stressed out like that for a long time. I was looking at the TikToks I had, like, in my drafts, because I had posted them to my, like, to myself, so they saved to my camera roll. But basically, I looked at my eyes, bro, underneath my eyes were so dark.
The bags
were really, really bad.
Yeah, I wasn't even sleeping, like. And kind of like in that, you know, the email we received when we got our A-level grade, and he was like, oh, we actually deserved it. I'm not saying every single person did, but I'm saying, like, for the stress we were put for that, like, assessment period, I think everyone, like, most people deserved the grades they got, like, you know?
Yep.
We actually, because it was so stressful. Yeah. And then we had the infamous, you know, 1 week holiday. That's, I can't even believe I went on.
Oh,
like,
London.
If my parents are watching this, shout out. They would never watch it. Yeah,
yes,
London.
London was. Oh.
Nah, it was crazy.
London.
So, like, we went on this.
Okay, so.
1 week.
Even before we even got there. So, we had gone with our friends. And we already knew, like, we're all different personalities. Nothing bad. But we're just all different people. So, we knew setting up the apartment, not even getting there, just setting it up would be
difficult.
A trip. So we did it, and we stayed at Hamlet for
kind of like caused a bit of, like,
yes,
it caused
some issues, because, like, we got on the trip not in the best mindset, and we also left the trip. When we came back, we were still not happy.
Not in the oh my
okay
dude.
We'll talk about that, but
yeah, no.
Yeah, so we went in not too happy. And then we saw the apartment and it was really nice, so it got us happy again. But the...
Yeah, Hamlet Gardens.
Actually, let's not shout them out. Because...
Let's not shout them out.
Y'all kicked their asses out.
Yeah, nah, you guys are horrible. Yeah, let's not even give them the time of day. But can't lie, like, H Gardens is really nice, you know? Where we stayed in. It's so pretty, like...
they're gonna watch this.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We can't give them the time of day. What?
No, I just thought of something.
And if they are watching this, please give us our money back. We've been waiting for way too long. Please, we're begging you.
We're broke. It's how
you
much?
Promise.
Is it?
You can't really break it.
I need the £70 back. I need to pay Deborah back because I owe her £27. Like,
please, I need to pay my bills. Like, guys, just bust our money back.
How long has it been?
Don't ask it's
been
for
like
too much.
3 months or two.
Bro, it's been June. I remember June 2nd, Thursday, is when you guys kicked us out. So please give us our money back. Thank you. Yeah.
I cried, and then, so we enjoyed our time. We had a few let's call it get-togethers that people came over and it was fun. I just feel like we
also some of our friends from the year before.
Yeah.
Like we saw some of them.
I feel like if we planned it out a bit better, we would have done more stuff. But like it was still good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was still good. What was like your favorite memory from the 1 week trip actually?
For the whole week?
Yes, what was your favorite or one of them? What was one of your favorites? What's it called?
When was the time that we were out late? Actually, okay, two times. The first time,
a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, the first time, not the first time, but one of the times was this wasn't like I was having like so much fun, but it was just like nice. Like it was nice. We went to
Fez.
London Eye. You remember we were on the scooters? And that whole evening was
yeah,
really
that
nice. Because I don't know, like, some people don't know, but I'm not a big, like, party person or, like, whatever. And if I am, like, I like going out in the evening. It just is better. So, like, we did, like, this whole scooter. Three of us, not me, but Jaren, Flaminia, and...
Just Jaren and Hyunsu.
Yes.
You forgot her name, didn't
I just forgot.
Yes, you did. Shut up.
So anyways, so three of them went on bikes, and then me, Debs, Etiano, and Cloud went on scooters.
On the scooters,
and
electric
we went
scooters.
From,
that was actually
where
really
is that
nice.
Place? Where did we pick up the scooters from? What's that area called?
Oh shit.
I don't even know, but it was somewhere where the you know where all those protests go on in the center, like they usually have.
Was it? Oh no, was it Trafalgar Square? It was Trafalgar Square.
I'm just gonna say that. I don't know where that is.
Yeah, it was like because I remember we got off at like bus stop E or something in I think it was.
Yes,
yeah.
And then we went all the way to London.
It doesn't matter. And then we went to like Buckingham.
Yeah, London Eye.
Right.
Yeah, Buckingham Palace. First, and then we got a text from Tolga, and he was like, yo, there's this lit party down here.
Lit party. Come, guys. Come,
so
guys.
We're like, okay, like.
I can't lie, like, it was.
No, it's dead.
Let's go check it out. Yeah, it was dead. It was not our scene at all.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to get shanked.
Had fun. That's what
happened. I was, like, scared.
No, seriously, guys, there were broken bottles, guys. There were broken bottles on the ground.
So I was really scared. And we looked like idiots. We had helmets that didn't fit, like.
We just came to say hi to our friend, and then we just see him in this like
mosh pit
dancing
that,
to
wait,
was it
mosh
it
pit
Dior,
that's
Dior,
like
or,
10 people
was even,
mind you like 9 to
no it was I think it was a Juice WRLD song they were vibing to, it was like or something, was it Lucid Dream? I didn't even know what the hell it was.
It just wasn't
it just wasn't it. And then we turned around, we went to Buckingham Palace, then we raced with our friend. That was actually really cute though. That day
what
was
time
really
it was like
two, I think it was like 3 a.m when we
look at that
it was three. Oh
that.
Yeah. We got home at like 3 a.m. And why that was like one of my own favorite memories is because, what's it called? Like, that, it happened the day we got kicked out. Yes. So that was on Thursday. And we were all just like down, yeah. like, because we moved to our new apartments, right? And it was closer to everything.
Yeah, we got kicked out.
It was closer to, it was, where was it? Where was it? Park Lane. I think we stayed in Park Lane.
Right next to Hyde Park, or Mayfair.
Yes, Mayfair. I literally don't know anywhere. It wasn't Mayfair. It was.
Let me check.
Yes, it was. It was next to Hyde Park.
Yeah, let's just say that. It was next to Hyde Park.
Like 10 minutes away.
And we got it for really cheap, actually.
No, it was around the same price as Hamlet. It was around the same. It was like £4 cheaper.
Yes, it was Mayfair. Yeah. Yeah, okay. And it was the day, so everyone was so down.
The fact that we were...
go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead. No, I've been cutting you.
Everyone was down, and I remember I was really down because we didn't. This is how bad it was. We literally had no more cash. I had to use my U.S. credit card to pull money, just so we could to put it down, and I was so pissed off.
No. It's not like, the thing is, what was really annoying is, they didn't even tell us before we got the apartment that we needed to make a down payment of, how much was it? 500. No, at first they said 1,000. Yeah. And then we talked to the guy and he was like, oh, okay, see, you know what? You guys look like really lovely girls. I know you're students. I would change it to 500 and tell my boss for you. Whatever he was saying, right? And we're like, oh, thank you, but still that 500. It's okay. We spent like how many days in London already? We spent... let's say 5 days, and you all know London is expensive. Yeah. And then on the fifth day, where our accounts are probably dwindling like slowly, you want us to pay £500. Where is the money coming from?
We were actually scrapping for money. Like,
yeah, like I sent from my account, she sent from everyone. Was just like, okay, you know, I have this in my savings, da 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 da. And we paid the guy, and then we unpacked and stuff, and just like everyone's just kind of down. But then we just decided to.
Like,
where did we even go? Yeah,
we went. Oh, so everyone was down. We were like, okay, like we get like this is a horrible situation, da da da. But we have like 3 days left, was it? Or yeah, three days left. Like
we left Saturday, so yes.
So let's just like enjoy. So we were like, okay, let's go to Hyde Park, and let's go on scooters. Deborah was very adamant to get to do scooters. So it was like. Oh, yeah. 9 something, and we called these people for scooters. We're like, we know you close in like 20 minutes. Can we please like do scooters? She's like, yeah. Come. We'll like close in an hour. So we walked through Hyde Park, got on the on the bus, and then we got to the scooters, and that was it. And I think that was the first time that we all did something together, as well. All the other times it was like people would go in the morning and go do something, go shop or like go to Circuit. What is it called? Piccadilly, what is it? What is that place called? Is it?
Which place? Chinatown.
Is it Piccadilly Circus? Wait.
Oxford Circus.
Oxford. What is that place called?
Is it Oxford?
Yes, that
Which place?
That like majority this. Of you know where Julian stayed. And where?
Julian stayed in Kensington, I think.
Julian.
Yeah, South.
Do you not remember?
Which Julian are you talking about?
Quatri.
Yeah, he stayed in Kensington. Really? Oh, guys, see, I'm butchering this name. Kensington.
Is Piccadilly Circus even a real place?
Yes, Piccadilly Circus is the line. Like, no, it's a place. Guys, don't bash me. I don't know London like that.
No,
I'm not
a
London
babe.
I've
there for like a year, like... please. But yeah. Yeah, they were there. And, wait, what was I even saying?
We were talking about our favorite memory.
Yes, so yeah, that was the first time. That's the only time, like, that's where people would go. So, like, three of us would go to Piccadilly Circus and, or that area, and then...
It wasn't, Adam, it wasn't
Piccadilly Circus. Let me just stick with it, because I don't know, like...
Okay.
Let's just say Piccadilly Circus. They went there. Piccadilly Circus. Oh, it was Oxford Street.
I said Oxford Circus.
No, Oxford Street.
But I was, you know, I got the point. Yes, they'll go there to shop.
Like three of them, then two people go do something else. So we never did like one thing.
Some people stay at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was fun. It was good. It was good. I think the only one I can really, really
remember. To be honest, going to like Konakai wasn't that bad, just because we saw more people from school than. But like after we left there.
Oh yeah.
I kind of had actual fun, you know. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was okay.
It was alright.
Yeah. Also, the times we had people over was actually nice. Except yes, for the fact that, like,
we could actually do what we actually want to do, it would have been. It would have been good. It would have
been good. And, yeah, curse the security guard.
No, not even the Loki, first guy.
Loki was racist, like.
The second guy from, like, somewhere
the
in
second
Europe.
Guy. The first guy, he's a G. Because he's, I'm pretty sure he was Ghanaian. Like, he literally said, I see nothing, I hear nothing. Like, even though, but, okay, we're making it seem like we did something bad. Like, our reason for getting kicked out wasn't entirely our fault. It wasn't even our fault at all. It was just, like, miscommunication and stuff, you know? Yeah.
And there's no rule about outside movement. All of the
Yes, we made sure to read the thingy.
The first time was because
That was someone was outside.
Wasn't it? Because Moritz was walking around and he didn't look stable.
Yeah.
And
stable.
I was so upset. so upset. And even transporting from going from Hamlet to the new place was a difficult as well. I remember when my parents really were actually upset when I told them. Surprisingly.
Same. Surprisingly. My mom was just like, oh, why are you guys... she's like, oh, why are you guys up at... Not up, but like, why are you guys, you know... Why can't you talk quietly at that time? Da, da, da. But you don't know about it, like... We're making money and you're sleeping.
Sorry.
But like, no, I don't even know why she... But yeah, they weren't... Even me going to London... Like, that was a miracle.
Yes.
But I kind of expected it, because even if they said no, I'd have gone anyway. I'd have funded myself. But I'm glad they said yes.
No, I'm glad they said yes, because I wouldn't have been able to fund myself. I couldn't.
That's another thing. Oh, no, I wouldn't have been able to fund myself, because other people wouldn't have been able to fund themselves. So the price for the apartment would have increased. Okay, so yeah, nah. It would have been like 500 each, if like only three or four people were able to go. So yeah, it's good that all our parents... Agreed.
And it was getting better, and then we came back, and we were on the same train with literally everyone. We came back on the same train, and we were like, so I obviously retired, and we had to leave like in the morning. Did we leave in the morning? Or was it afternoon? It doesn't matter.
We left.
Yeah, retired. I was tired. So
I think we left at like 11.
Yes, and we obviously, like, you sleep on the train. So we had talked about before we sat down. We were like, we need to like know when, like, we were at Folkestone Central, and we need to like start moving once we get to two stops or a stop before Folkestone Central, because our bags are like at the end of the train on the other, like, yeah.
The train, yeah.
So I took a little nap and slept a bit longer, and we realized that we're approaching Folkestone Central. We weren't there yet, so we all of us like collected our stuff. I collected the food, everything, and we ran to the end to get our luggage. Then we opened the door, and what even happened? It was like
no. Okay, so the thing is, normally like from one station to another, it's like, I think, 4 minutes intervals, but then from... No, it's longer than that. But it's normally, like, it's around the same. And then I calculated that from central to west, because we are at west, right?
No, it was
central, I don't know. Folkestone Central, it was shorter than the other ones. So I was like, okay, Adama's sleeping. I'll wake her up when we're, like, you know, 2 minutes away. But that was the 2 minutes. So when I woke you up, we're trying to get to our bags. And then, then, what's her name? Our babe in the Lord, you know, she was walking like a snail. I'm sorry, like, in situations where it requires, in emergency, you're meant to, like, this thing, fight or flight, instinct meant to kick. No one wants to be stuck on the chain.
She was just holding a carry-on. I put everything into, like, a cartoon. So you see me with, like,
with I like had to carry two like big bags, big
bag of like food, then one carry-on, then a big suitcase, and then this babe's on the other,
and you just see her carrying small, her little freaking
that looks like this, and bag. We're like, open the door, open
and
the
we tell her hold the door. She was really struggling. Oh my god!
To the stop, it's like it's hard to open the door, especially when it's like the last minutes of it about to leave. So like, hold the door, let us go through first, and the babe just walks through. So the door closes. We're like, okay, press the button. We're all like this, like press the button. And she's press looking at us like she doesn't have a brain at all. And then the train leaves.
And then it takes us to Dover Priory.
Which is longer.
And I'm very angry, can't lie. The stuff I said, I didn't mean it. At least she didn't. As long as you didn't hear it, but like, I was so angry at that moment because it was like, we've already had this long trip. We just want to go to our rooms and chill.
Guilty as well.
And then you had to, you know. Guilty for
so
what?
I was sleeping and I was. You know when you wake up, I was really trying to process what was going on. Like, I needed like 2 minutes of just like figuring it out, and we didn't have 2 minutes. So yeah,
that's not even the worst part of it. It was the fact that when we got to Dover Priory, like, I didn't even know this because I should have known that, like, if you miss your train, I don't think they, because if we had stayed there, the next train that was coming from St. Pancras would have taken us back to Folkestone. But I thought we needed to buy new tickets. So I went to the, I bought it online, but I bought child tickets. Okay, that was my fault for buying. But like, I was like, it's just a, 5 minute thing back to Folkestone West. So we don't need to be spending £15. It's fine if we pay half price. And then I went to go to the till to collect the ticket. This is the first time. Then the woman is like, oh, are you under 17? I was like, yes. She's like, how old are you? I was like, 17. She was like, because I'm actually, and she's like, oh, no, you're gonna have to pay. You're gonna have to pay the full price. And then she cancelled the tickets we already had, and maybe pay extra money. So I was just so upset. Pissed. Like,
the boy dropped her stuff. Said, you go handle it. So I was. She told me to go talk to the lady, and we got it situated, and we went back.
Yeah, we went back, and then got back. And it just felt like all the freedom I had had for the past week, because we'll literally get back home 4 a.m. We'll be at the club, we'll come back. So it was just like, just very annoying, you know. Came back. Then we also found out that we had to do more.
I started crying once I pulled up to the... I'm not even joking. Like, the door? 2 tears down my face. I was so sad. Because you don't have to unpack as well.
I was angry because I had to share a room for the first day.
Oh yeah, Debs doesn't have... She has the luxury of... having a double room but never having a roommate, so
yeah, it's just my luck, you know. That one we even get to another day, because my experiences with roommates, oh my days, like,
oh my god,
you think that someone is trying to, my village people are trying to curse me. But yeah, but I'm always lucky though, because most of the rooms I've had, never had a roommate.
Yeah,
or I've had and then they left after like how many days or weeks or whatever. So yeah, that was good.
We had London break, and then we're back in school.
Back in school.
Wait, did we have assessments or was done?
No, we weren't done. We had biology core practicals, and then we also had like some people that needed to do like what's it called, extra, like or if they missed some assessment, they needed to do resets. Yeah, so you could do it.
That was me.
And then people that needed to submit EPQ and stuff like that. I think that's what we did. When we came back.
Yes.
Then what? I don't know
what happened from then until we had.
I don't remember.
From that.
Yeah.
From that time till the whole seminars that we had
valedictory
for
week,
like university prep. From that till university prep, I don't remember anything. I just remember it being. Hell, like stress, crying, my eye looking like I'm high, like it was just horrible. So yeah, and then we had like some bit of freedom for the last 2 weeks, which didn't really feel
week,
like
yeah.
fun when they were going on.
It wasn't fun.
No, it was not.
See, I have this problem with, like, the thing is, I have the problem with enjoying myself when other people, like, I can't just seem to, like, because for example, like when we had that the beach thing, or what was it? The someone had their birthday, something like that, and then we're at Seaside, and you know, guys were drinking, mm-hmm. you know, doing all that stuff, and I just wasn't enjoying myself. Like, I had other things on my mind, yeah. and also, I had other things on my mind, and you know, just like. Just wasn't feeling good, and I don't know, like, it's something I'm trying to work on, because what I want to be in the future, I know, like, it's going to be very hard to have to enjoy yourself mm-hmm. a lot, like you know, so the chances you're going to get, you need to find a way to use it well. Or maybe I'm just not a party person.
No, you are.
Maybe because you guys, people think it's weird that, like, I drink by myself, because it sounds like I'm an alcoholic. Guys, I'm not an alcoholic, but it's just that I that sounds more fun to me than, like, trying to force myself to enjoy, you yeah. know. Yeah, nah. This weren't fun for me at all. How about you? Like, did you enjoy the beach thing?
The beach thing, and like specifically, or just the last 2 weeks?
Actually, there were two.
Or did I, okay, did I enjoy?
Wait, the last two, if we're talking about the last 2 weeks, I enjoyed...
Okay,
some
so
of it.
Last two
if it's
weeks
the
were...
No, I'm talking about the, when we went
okay,
out.
Okay, when we went out. Okay. I went out. It wasn't... I went because it was like... how do I phrase this? Like... because I knew it would be our last times together. So I felt like if I didn't go...
Yeah, it would, make memories.
It was not because I actually like, I was going. I'm going to have fun. I was like, I want to go. Because I'm going to please some people, or I want to go because I might regret it, but I'm not going to have fun. And I didn't really have fun.
Yeah, because we did say like, oh, you know what, if there's something going on, let's go, and if you don't want to go, we're going to drag you. Like, we did make that, like, yeah. agreement and whatever, because it was the last 2 weeks. I don't want to have regrets. But even going, like, I had regrets going. Yeah. I'd rather not have, for some of them.
For the first one, we had regret. We had a weird feeling, and we were right. And then for the other bruh, I was... Anyways, the other two times was... It was, like, fun. It was fun. That's all I can say.
Drinking was fun for me.
Yeah, I'm not a big drinker.
I'll just say that.
And if I am, it's, like... You know me, I like my, weird. This is very weird, but I'm, like, I'm a beer person.
Yeah, I don't know how do you drink poison?
It's actually nice.
I don't know. The only beer I can drink is Desperados, and I'll stand by that forever. That's good. Desperados is really good. But apart from that, I'm fine with my spirits and wine.
Spirits are gross.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Okay.
Disgusting. Revolting. I can keep going. But
okay.
We the last 2 weeks for me were, in general, were, it was bad and good for reasons, you know, but it was both, and like everything that had happened months before that I was really, really upset about and like just was messing up my mood. What happened the last 2 weeks wouldn't have happened if I didn't have that experience before. So I'm kind of glad it happened.
Yeah, so...
But, like, the emotional distress it caused me...
Yeah.
...was too much.
Like, as much as I say stuff like, oh, I regret doing this, doing that... Like, if the stuff that I regret doing didn't happen, like, I wouldn't have seen people for who they actually were, you know? Like, I'll just put it like...
I'm the type of person that... As much as I'm like, seem like I don't care, I don't do this, or I don't really cut people out of my life too often. If you like really like fuck me over, like I'm done. Like I really am done. Except for one person. That I don't know why, but like, <it's> like everyone else.
You're in like that person has
like
you,
in choke
like
hold.
This in shackles. Yeah. It's a bit shameful.
It is shameful, but we don't talk about it. We try our best.
You don't talk about it.
Yeah, but...
And then we graduated. let's just... And then we graduate. I'm done talking about Oscar. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, well, I've said what I need to say. I'm gonna miss my friends. Claudiana, I love you. Like, that's my you know, baby. Just
hey Cloud, that's Flam. It. Flam, I miss yeah, you so
that's
much.
That's our baby. Yeah, let's move on from Oscar, please. Oh my god. No, we're not moving on because we're still going to have there's a lot to talk about and unpack, but like for now let's just
yeah.
Let's ditch that.
Well, the person that has me in chokehold appeared in my weird dream. We're done. I'm not gonna go into detail.
No. Let's hear about your bizarre dream. Let's hear about it. Guys, I already know this, but just for your own viewing pleasure, let Adama repeat to you the kind of silly dreams she normally has.
What are you doing?
Babe, I have to call you out. Okay, good.
Let's just say that, okay, I'll try to explain it without giving too much. So basically, my dreams have been very, very weird. And I tend to dream about, I tend to have dreams about people that I don't know how to explain it. Like, if I've never really dreamt about Debs, like she'll be in the background of my dream or like she'll be talking. It's because all of like our normal interactions, they've happened, they're reality, so there's nothing really to dream about. And if there is something to dream about, it's like normal conversation. So basically see, I even forgot. Let me read the text because I forgot how it started.
Just know, guys, her imagination runs wild. Like,
you really think I'm going into detail because you're foolish.
It's very, very foolish to think scary, you know? You have to do it for the views, guys.
Basically, I was somewhere in the world. I don't know where I was. But I was in somewhere at a grocery store. And I saw someone with other people, and Jesus Christ,
was it silhouettes?
Yes,
because I did remember. Yeah, continue. See, Adama, we don't got time. Like, you need to
speed up. I'm sweating. Like, I'm really sweating. So basically,
babe, it's okay. Put on your AC. Yeah.
So basically, this person was in my dream.
A grocery store.
In a grocery store, and was with like two other people, and was like, I'm like really leaving everything out for real. But my so and so is like, not really like, there for me. Oh my god, like you could be like, there. So. Basically, we were just like in the grocery store, something happened, and that was it. So, and then suddenly, I was in a war zone, okay? And it felt like I was in like this Coliseum? Was that the word? Coliseum?
I don't know.
Big stadium. Anyways, just a lot of dirt, and there's like, run down cars, and just as a bear.
Where were you? What country were you in?
Know where I was. And there are like weird people at the end shooting at us, and like I'm with my team, like. No. Just like random people. I don't even know who these people were. Just like shooting. Like I was in a war, and I'm reading the text because I need to remember. Yeah, and I got shot. Okay. And I was like, it's like I felt all of the pain throughout my whole body, and I felt myself die. But then that war dream that I had, or that war scene, was a dream in my dream. So I woke up from the dream of being shot in my dream. So then I woke up from the dream, and I was in Greece, okay?
Okay, you were in Greece.
I was in Greece. Then, and I was like, you know, like it was like prom or something, and I had my friends from Boston. Mm-hmm. Shout out Tommy and AV. They were there, and they're like dressed up in these dresses, very nice dresses. Anyways, and then my friends from from Earlscliffe were also there, and we were just like and we were just like having a party in Greece, and that was it.
Oh my god, you're so annoying. But I'd say for me, my own kind of like bizarre dreams, guys. Okay, so the thing is, like, recently I've been having these dreams, and I don't know, I don't remember most of them, but like this one kind of stood out, or these two, these last two I've had, and it's just like where I don't know if God is trying to tell me something that I need to be more like serious with him, or I don't even know what it is, but like it's is that I'm always this? Like, okay, this one yes, I told you.
Okay,
I think there are two. Okay, so the first one is that there's this big globe, right? And I'm running around the globe. It's not like the world. It's like a big problem. Obstacle course. But it's really like dangerous. Like, let's say there's this staircase with lava. That kind of thing. This is how I remember it. And I just keep on running around. Like, it's never ending. And then behind me is like a big guy it's chasing Thanos. Me. And it's not Thanos. It's like someone that's like, you know, that has the same like immortal status and whatever, and the guy just keeps on chasing me, and me too, I'm trying to run away,
but it's
and
a then globe.
I'm just like,
so she's running in a step. Circle yeah. continuously
yeah I'm running in a circle, and then like he's just always a few steps behind me. Sometimes he'll try and catch me, but obviously I'll release myself from his grasp and just keep running, and then I just wake up because it never ends, and I'm like, what kind of dream is this? Like, because I and the second one I had, the lot, like my most recent dream is that, okay, maybe, okay, guys, I'm having this dream, I think it's because I just watched one Nigerian movie, Living in Bondage, and it's about, like, cultism and, you know, that kind of, you know, that stuff now, and, what's it called, so maybe that's why I'm dreaming this guy, because there's no other reason. Shout out to Amy for, you know, recommending this movie to me, but, like, basically, I'm in a village, right, and, a guy kidnaps me, an old man, and he's a cultist, so he
no,
the guy's a cultist
because your dreams are like, serious, like
yeah, okay, it's not even dreams, it's nightmares, you yeah, said before. It's actually a nightmare. I wake up and I'm just like, what's all this? I think God is trying to tell me
concerned
to be
about
more serious,
but like, keeps saying to be dying in my dreams anyways.
And that's actually deep. That's another, because I don't know. So the guy is a cultist, right? And then he basically he has to sacrifice me to like you know, stay, what's it called, wealthy or whatever. But then me, like I end up sacrificing him to like escape from his like grasp. Let me explain. That sounds silly, but like basically what I needed to do to leave the village, because I don't even know I'm in the village. So to leave the village, I'll need to hop on a train. But in order to hop on the train, I need to hack the guy's head off. So, like, and it just keeps, it's like never ending. Every, the train, anytime the train comes, like, I need to, and then he always begged me, like, please don't kill me, I'm sorry. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I need to leave. Like, it's you that kidnapped me in the first place. And then there's this one time, like, he got into my head, obviously, he's like, oh, please, I'm just an old man, da 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 da. And me being a nice person, I'm like, okay, I'll just spare you as long as you spare me or whatever. But on the way to the train, like, he decides he wants to be evil again. So I see this guy, and then I tell him, because I don't have my the thing I normally hack his head off.
Do you recognize them?
No, I don't know any of them. Nope, I don't recognize them. I don't remember, like...
That is very weird and concerning.
Yes, it's very... Oh my god, stop scaring me. Shut up. But, like, the guy that... I don't remember... the guy that... What's it called? So he has a gun with gunpowder inside. And because, like, I don't have my the thing I normally used to cut the guy's head, I'm like, oh, can you kill him for me? Then he kills me and I hop on the train, then I wake up. Because the dream never ends, you know. So I'm always going on the train and I get off and da, da, da. But yeah, that was it. That's the deepest one I've had so far. And I'm kind of tired of dreaming, like, kind of.
I'm so concerned.
And that's the thing. I don't know if I should tell my mom, because she'll probably be like, see, Deborah, it's because you're not serious with God. Let's go pray.
Because mine is like kind of deep as well. Dying. And it's like I feel everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if other people had this dream, but like when you jump, like if you're on a cliff or a high surface, that's probably the worst one.
And then you jump off.
Like fall. Because you feel. You know when we went on that ride in in, what's that?
Is it, I forgot, the one that just drops you, right?
You top up. Top and you just drop, you don't even have time to scream because...
Bro, you can't even be scared because...
It was so quick and your heart drops to your stomach. That's how you feel when, you, like, I fall off a cliff in my dream.
It's like you're going... Then... And you're about to scream, you just drop back. That's like,
rides over, bro. And then you get off. Because we even, we remember when we got off the ride and we watched other people, silence. Just nothing. They would go up and come down.
Yeah, no one, you're not able to scream because you can't physically, like, it probably does something with the with your voice box or whatever. And yeah. Okay, guys, I don't actually think I'm crazy. I have normal dreams as well. Like, I still have, like, wet dreams and then, you know, the usual, like.
Every day.
That's deep, but you know what I'm trying to say, like, it's not just, oh my god, no one's gonna, okay.
So no one's gonna be my friend. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah, no one is gonna be my friend. Oh, guys, I was even gonna say, we were thinking of actually, you know, because, with our, what we do is, like, we have, I think we mentioned in the first episode, we have, what am I trying to say, like, we pick topics based on the letters. And like today we've talked about, what do we even talk about? Bizarre dreams, experience. Boarding school and whatever, but yeah, all of that. Like, we're actually considering talking about boys, but I don't think men deserve, like, the, you know,
to be honest, I don't even know
they don't deserve
about.
Our platform.
Don't even know what to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. I know what I'll talk about, but like, they didn't deserve
it. We can do M, but I don't know a lot of M. I mean, men. But, like, we do M, and then just do, like, we can have a guest. It'll make it more interesting, dynamic and everything.
Yeah.
We can focus on just that.
Yeah.
That'll be long.
I like how we're doing this order. It's just that the thing is, we have to make sure, like, it just doesn't restrict, you know, the flow of our podcast and everything, like.
Yeah, so...
And just keep it as a
thing, yeah, so you know, if we don't, like, if we just... have a, like, if we talk about a topic and it doesn't, like, fall, like, the A or the B or the C, whatever it is, it shouldn't matter. It's just, like, the main thing we talk about usually is that. And it just gives us some type of structure. Because if we don't, we will talk about literally anything. And...
Anything.
Yeah. I think that's the end of this episode. Is that the end? Anything else?
I don't think so. I think that's it, to be honest.
Oh.
This is a very interesting episode.
Very, very. But, thank you guys for listening to this episode. Episode 2.
Thank you, guys.
We are going to be putting the link of this episode in our Instagram description and our social media will be in the description of the podcast notes. What else do we have down there?
Yeah.
We have the overview of what the podcast is about.
Do we have the link tree?
Yeah, the link tree would be in our Instagram bio, but we have to, like, upload these sort of course. And
yeah, if you guys like what you hear, please refer us to your tell a friend to tell a friend and, like,
and also, you know, if you're listening to it on what is it? Well, anywhere, you can leave a review so we're able to see what to improve, what not to improve. What not to improve. And then we're going to be doing posts based on our episodes as well, so you can interact there and also leave advice and tips. And
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, bye guys.